There are people who have a fear and a concern and a worry that they're going to be forgotten. Maybe you've experienced that in life. I think sometimes children might have a worry that their parents are going to forget them in some way. An employee at work may have a worry that the boss is going to forget their good work and not give them an advance or a raise or a promotion. The student at school might forget or might have a worry that the teacher is going to forget their good grades and their hard work and not reward that in some way. The elderly have a worry that their children are going to forget them. We worry that somebody is going to forget us. If you'll turn with me this morning to Psalm 115, as we close this year, I want us to be reminded that the Lord will never forget us. The psalmist says, "The Lord has been mindful of us." There may be individuals in life that forget us. There may be individuals in life that forget things, maybe on purpose or maybe accidentally. But the Lord will not do that. We don't have to fear or worry that the Lord is somehow going to forget us. We just finished the book of Nehemiah, and on more than one occasion, Nehemiah says, "Remember me, O Lord." It's a natural thing to want to be remembered. It's a natural thing to want someone to be thinking about us that cares for us. And this morning, as we look back over this year, I want us to be mindful of this simple statement, "The Lord has been mindful of us." And what a great thing that is. This is not a New Year's sermon, this is an old year's sermon. Let us look back a little bit this morning and think about all that God has given us over the past year. What a great thing that is. And that beautiful statement in the scripture reading, look at that again. "Your names are inscribed on the palms of my hands." Look at that again. Look at that again. It's as if God is saying, you're right here. I can see you every day. Just like I look at my hands, I can see you. We're about to come up on a study of Isaiah. I'm looking forward to that, and I appreciate Jeff volunteering to teach that. That language in the book of Isaiah is amazing. All throughout the book, we don't talk like that anymore. And it's going to remind us of how to think and talk again in a really good way about God and other things. But it's as if God is right here looking at us. And He says, "Your walls are ever before me." I want us to look today at Psalm 115, this great psalm. When you look at Psalm 115, you find that it falls into three thoughts. Verse 1, "Give glory to God for His loving kindness and truth." Verses 2 through 11, "Trust the Lord for His help and protection." And number 3, verses 12 through 18, "Praise the Lord for His remembrance and blessing." Let's read Psalm 115 together this morning. First of all, the psalmist encourages Israel to give glory to the Lord. "Not unto us, O Jehovah, not unto us, but unto Thy name, all that God stands for, His character and everything that He is, unto Thy name give glory, for Thy loving kindness and for Thy truth's sake." Then, the psalmist encourages Israel to do a second thing, and that is to trust in the Lord, not in idols, but the one true living God. Verse 2, "Wherefore should the nations say, Where is now their God? But our God is in heaven. I'm sorry, our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them shall be likened unto them. Yea, every one that trusts in them. O Israel, trust thou in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust ye in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear Jehovah, trust in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. The third thing that the psalmist encourages Israel to do is to praise the Lord. Look at verse 12. Jehovah hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear Jehovah, both small and great. Jehovah increase you more and more, you and your children. Blessed are ye of Jehovah, who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the heavens of Jehovah, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not Jehovah, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless Jehovah from this time forth and forevermore. Praise ye Jehovah. We're going to focus this morning on the statement in verse 12, Jehovah, or your version might say, the Lord has been mindful of us. This is the Hebrew Yahweh, which focuses on the eternal nature of God. I am that I am. God is past, present, and future all simultaneously. He is eternal in nature, Yahweh. We're going to focus on Him being mindful of us this morning, but there are some other truths that I want to look at in this psalm before we get to that. This psalm is divided, as I've mentioned, into three sections, and when you look at each of these three sections, you're going to find that it addresses three challenges that we face even today. This psalm, written some 1,000 years before the time of Christ, it was Israel's songbook at that time. They sang these psalms. I find it interesting that the message here is timeless because we still find the same issues and challenges today. Turn with me to verse 1. Not unto us, O Jehovah, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. Notice the challenge that we still have today, and that is the challenge of selfishness. We live in a very selfish world. The psalmist says, it's not about us, it's about you, Lord. We have that same challenge today. Staying focused on the Lord and not on ourselves. That is a challenge that we still have to this day. It's not about us. This morning, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the Lord. And Paul said, it is not I that live, but Christ who lives in me. We live in such a selfish world where it is about us. And look at what the psalmist says, not unto us. It's not about us. We're not giving ourselves glory. It's about you, Lord. And we have that same challenge today. Let's stay focused on the Lord and not on ourselves. Let's stay focused on what the Lord wants in our lives, not what we think or feel. Turn with me now to verse 2. Notice another challenge that comes up in this psalm that is still for us today in the 21st century. Where now is their God? The second challenge is the challenge of unbelief. We live in a very unbelieving world. That same question is being raised today. Well, where's your God? You ever heard that? Tornado goes through Clarksville a couple of weeks ago. Well, where was God? Katrina, well, where was God? 9/11, well, where was God? People ask that all the time. Something bad happens and somebody says, well, where is your God? Well, He's where He always is. He's ruling and reigning in heaven, and He's completely in control of things that go on in this life, including a tornado and Katrina and 9/11 and a host of other things. Wildfires, earthquakes, volcanoes, typhoons, disease. Well, where's your God? Well, He's in the heavens. That's where He's always been. And He's in control of things. We have the challenge of unbelief, defending the evidence for the existence of God. Young people, if somebody asked you this week, well, where is your God? What would you say to that? How would you answer that? What would you say to that? Where's your God? We have to defend from time to time the evidence for the existence of God. Can we do that? Could we give a coherent answer to that? Where is your God? Can we give a coherent answer to someone who can't be seen? Well, I didn't see God in Clarksville a couple of weeks ago. I didn't see Him anywhere. Where was He? That question is asked all the time. And look at that statement. Wherefore should the nations say, where is their God? You can look over to Psalm 42:3. It's mentioned there as well. People will ask you, where's your God? And it's usually asked in times of difficult times, problem times. We've got to be ready to answer that question. He's in heaven, and He's in control of all things. And He has a purpose and a plan for things in life, even though they're negative in nature. So the second challenge is that, the first one being selfishness, the second one being an unbelieving world, and the third challenge that we face, look with me at verses 12 to the end, that is the challenge of ingratitude. We live in a very ungrateful world, a very selfish world, a very unbelieving world, and a very ungrateful world. People aren't thankful. And this psalm reminds us that we're blessed in so many ways. Look at your Bible in verse 12 and following. Count the number of times the word bless is used. So we're going to talk a little bit this morning about this third challenge. Looking back and being grateful and being thankful. And we do not need to walk out of here fearing or worrying that God is somehow not mindful of us. He always is. And what a great thing that is. The year's end is a time for looking back with thankfulness and looking ahead with resolutions, Lord willing, if we're given a new year. People like to make resolutions and plans and commitments to do better and change. But as we face this time of the year, let's be mindful that the Lord has been mindful of us. It's easy just to move ahead and move forward and, well, I'm going to be doing such and such tomorrow, or going back to school in a few days, or this or that. And we forget this whole past 2023. The Lord has been mindful of us. I spoke this morning on the radio program about what is man, from Psalm 8 in verse 4. Turn with me there. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Somebody says, well, I can't see God, so he's up in heaven somewhere and he's probably asleep, or he's probably, it kind of reminds me of Elijah in 1 Kings 18 and the false gods there. He's asleep and he doesn't know what's going on. And no, he's very much mindful. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? God is mindful of each and every one of us each and every day. That can be a good thing if we're living right, right? That can be a concerning thing if we're not living right, but God knows our name and God knows every activity that we're engaged in, and God is mindful of that. Turn with me to Psalm 111 and verse 5. God is mindful. As I get older, I get a little forgetful. God's not forgetful. He has given food unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. When God makes a covenant with His people, He's always mindful of that. There was a covenant that He had made with Noah. There was a covenant that He had made with Abraham. There was a covenant that He had made with Moses and the nation of Israel at Mount Sinai. There was a covenant that He had made with Jesus Christ, a new covenant, a new law. And God is always mindful of His covenants. He made a covenant with David. God doesn't forget. And neither should we. God is mindful of us. Turn with me to Psalm 84 and verse 11. We are here because of God's providence. We are here because of God's blessings. Psalm 84 verse 11. For Jehovah God is a sun and a shield. Jehovah will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. You underscore that in your Bible. It doesn't say no thing, it says no good thing. There might be a lot of things that we want that aren't good for us, but if it's a good thing, God will not withhold that. And then number two, from them that walk uprightly. We have to walk uprightly, and that begins by being baptized into Christ. But no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Do you believe that? I believe that. Do you believe that? No good thing? It also begins to put a picture and a face on bad things that happen in life. Those things are good for me too. And when the tornado goes through and other kinds of things, it teaches me to serve and sacrifice and care and give. And even if I'm directly hit, it teaches me to be humble and faithful. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. And then our scripture reading in Isaiah 49, were written on His hands. And turn with me to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. God is not unfaithful to forget us. Unrighteous. It would be unrighteous. It would be unjust. It would be unfair for God just to simply turn away and not think about us. Ask us to live a certain way and do a certain thing and then just turn around and forget that. That would be unrighteous with God. God is not like that. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and the love which you showed toward His name, in that you ministered unto the saints and still do minister. God's not going to forget. The Lord has been mindful of us. What a great thing that is. Can we look back with thankfulness over this past year? Can you look back over this past year and do you know of anybody that had some grave illness? Let me ask you something. Do you know of anybody that passed away this past year? And yet, here we sit. We're still here. Do you know of anybody that passed away this past year? Yeah. And here we still sit. Do you know of anybody that lost their home this past year? I know of someone. You know the brother that we support, Mario? He lost his home in September. He lost his home. In September, a typhoon came through. A typhoon is a low-pressure area where it just sits on top of the Philippines and it just rains 24/7, nonstop. Doesn't quit. It gets so muddy that homes begin to slide down the mountain and his house slid away. And the government said, you cannot build back there. He had to completely move to a different area. Had numerous financial problems in trying to get some new property and a place to live, and some brethren here sent some money to help with that. Terrible situation. You and I just go home to our regular house. The Lord has been mindful of us. He's still struggling to this day to get the new place finished. The meeting place is temporary. It blew apart a couple of weeks ago with another typhoon that came through. Just this plastic tent thing that was over the top of some bamboo poles. It just blew out. And they're working on that again. Our work. Do you know of anybody that lost their job this past year? Maybe you do. I don't know. We've been so blessed. Let's remember that. In our local church, we've been so blessed. We have brethren that give. We have brethren that want to work. We have brethren that want to do things here and abroad, and that's a great thing. We're blessed in all of these areas of our life. We have young people home from school, and you're about to go back to classes. I know young people around the world that are begging to have a higher education, and they don't have the money for it or the resources for it. Begging. And you get to go back to school in a few days. The Lord has been mindful of us to bless us in all of these areas of our lives. There are people that are less fortunate in their health. No home, out of work. And let's just be mindful of what God has given us. It's easy to move forward. And I'm all for moving forward. A lot of times I'll have lessons on being proactive and planning and moving forward. And let's make some plans for 2024. But before we move on, let's just remember that the Lord has been mindful of us. And take what He gives us and share it with others. Look with me now at Psalm 115. And let's look into the text a little bit more. The Lord is mindful of us in different ways. First of all, He's mindful in giving us, verse 1, His loving kindness and truth. Loving kindness is mercy and grace. He's given us mercy and grace in order to be saved from sin. He's given us truth. He's revealed His truth to us. We don't have to say, Lord, I don't know what You want for us. He gives us a guide. We hold it in our hands called the Bible. He's given us mercy and He's given us truth. Look at verse 9, 10, and 11. He's given us help and a shield. Those are two words. One focuses on sort of a positive thing and one focuses on a negative thing. One focuses like on an offensive thing and one a defensive thing. Help. And then a shield is a defensive thing. You ever need any help? We need help all the time. Do you ever need to be protected from something? Matthew 6. Keep us from the evil one. Do you ever need any protection from the devil? He gives us grace and mercy. He gives us truth. He gives us help. He gives us protection. And then verse 12 and following, He gives us all kinds of blessings, and we're going to talk about that more in just a minute. We have so much and so many different ways in which the Lord has been mindful of us. When He created all things in Genesis 1 verse 1, He didn't just stay up in heaven somewhere and then just fall asleep for the rest of eternity. He upholds all things. He continues to be a part of every aspect of our life. And He's been mindful of us. Turn with me to Psalm 128. We'll be coming back to Psalm 115 in just a minute. Turn with me to Psalm 128. I like this psalm because it speaks about being blessed of God, but notice the different areas of our life. It's the same areas that we have today in our life. The same areas of our life are mentioned here in Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone that fears Jehovah. It's predicated on that. To fear God is to respect Him and obey His word. Blessed is everyone that fears Jehovah that walks in His ways. We daily walk according to the Word of God. That's why daily Bible reading is so important. and daily obedience, what is it going to give us? Look at this. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. The first relationship is work. When you go to work this week, those of you who are still working and not retired, your work is going to be blessed. And those of you who have retired, you look back over your life and you say, yeah, the Lord blessed me with my work. Number one, your work is going to be blessed, your employment. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Your marriage, number two, will be blessed. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine in the innermost part of thy house. Your work will be blessed. Your marriage will be blessed. Number three, your family. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Number four, behold, thus shall the man be blessed that fears Jehovah. Jehovah bless thee out of Zion and see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Number four, your religion will be blessed. Jerusalem, the place you go to worship, your religion will be blessed. And number five, yea, see thou thy children's children, peace be upon Israel. Your grandchildren, the next generation, will be blessed. Every aspect, every main aspect of our life, work, marriage, family, religion, our lineage, our heritage, it's all blessed when we follow God's word. Are there any grandchildren here this morning that are Christians? Yes. Are there any marriages here that are blessed? Yes. Work, marriage, family, religion. Look around the room. You see the evidence of it this morning. So thankfulness is incumbent of us to always be thankful. In everything, give thanks. It's easy to move on to 2024, but I want us to look back and see how the Lord has been mindful of us and appreciate that and have gratitude for that. We live in a very ungrateful world. We live in a world where people grab stuff and run off. Parents, try to teach your children when they get something to say thank you. And Jessica and Caleb were doing that the other day when Wells was over at the house, little two-year-old Wells. What do you tell Paul and Grandma? What do you tell them? Why do we do that when they're real little? We're trying to instill in them to not just grab something and run off. And we do that with God. We don't want to just grab stuff and run off. We want to thank Him, be grateful to Him. He's ever mindful of us. You know, we live in a world where people look back with selfishness. Well, the Lord didn't do anything for me in 2023. God is not in their lives. Church, God, prayer, it's not in their lives. And they live this ugly, discouraged, despondent, depressed life. They're sad, and they need the Lord. So many people look back in that way. So many people look back with denial. Well, there is no God, and where is your God? And I used to believe in God, but He forsook me. I've talked with people before where they used to be believers. And I've read stories about these famous atheists that were once believers. One of the most famous atheists was once a gospel preacher. You're like, how did that happen? Usually what happens is something bad happens in their life and they're like, well, God forsook me. There's just no way that there is a God because, you know, He just left me. And so they've now become an atheist. They were once preaching the gospel. We've got to be very careful about that. It creeps in little ways that we don't realize it. And there can be just a little change of thought there where somebody was going along believing in God and preaching His word, and then all of a sudden, nope, no God, He forsook me. There's no way He would have let my wife die of cancer in the hospital, and so I'm just not going to be a believer anymore. People respond that way. We're not going to do that. We're not going to look back with ingratitude. You owe me this and you owe me that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to look back with forgetfulness. What? Did the Lord do something for me? We're not going to do that. We're always going to be thinking about how that the Lord has been mindful of us and how He blesses us. Come with me now to verse 12. Let's go down through the text and then we'll close this morning. Let's go down through and let's look back with thankfulness and let's look forward now with assurance. And I want to notice some things as we go down through the text that we can be assured of as we move forward. And Lord willing, if God does give us another year, here's how we can approach it. Number one, we can be assured that God does not change. Look at verse 12. Jehovah has been mindful of us, past tense. He will bless us. He does not change. What He's done in the past, He's going to continue to do in 2024 if we're given that opportunity. He does not change. And what a great assurance that is. We're not talking about somebody who did something in the past but doesn't have the ability to do it again. He will bless us. And there will be the same kind of blessings in 2024 as there were in 2023 and 2022 and 2021 and so forth. God doesn't change. And that's a great assurance. And another assurance that we have is that the Lord will bless those in a right relationship with Him. Notice verse 12, bless the house of Israel, bless the house of Aaron, the house of Israel, God's people in general, the house of Aaron, those who are selected to be His priests and those who are serving religiously in particular to bring God's people to Him. He will bless them that fear Jehovah. It has to be someone who is fearing God. We have to fear God. We have to respect His word enough to believe it and obey it each and every day. We've got to be in a right relationship with God. It begins by being baptized into Christ. It begins by living faithfully each day. If we err in some way, we come back to the Lord. But that's the assurance. It's not unconditional. It's conditioned upon them that fear the Lord. And we've got to have that healthy respect and fear in our lives. Look at this in verse 13. There's another assurance here. There's an assurance that the Lord is going to bless according to our individual and specific needs. Look at the last part of verse 13, both small and great. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are, male or female, old or young. It doesn't matter what background we come from, our economic situation, our educational background, both small and great, everybody is going to be blessed. And He's going to do that based upon our individual and specific needs. Some have age issues. Some have economic issues. Some have weather issues like Mario. We don't have typhoons like Mario. Mario gets hit in September. A few weeks goes by. He gets hit again right after the new structure gets built. That's his issue. That's his need. That's his individual situation. But God is going to help him with that. Whatever your individual situation is, we all have different situations. And I want us to see both small and great is indicating individual help. God is not just going to pass it out in some generic way. So you go home today thinking, well, what is my individual need? God will address that. And that's a great thing. God does not work in some generic fashion. And that's encouraging. Another assurance that we have when we look at verse 14 is that the Lord will bless often, continually, and in a greater amount. Look at the statement, more and more. Do you have anything more at the end of the year than you had at the beginning of the year? Do you have anything more now in your life than you had 5 years ago or 10 years ago? It's not the same amount. The passage says more and more. Do you have more income? Do you have more knowledge of the Word of God? Do you have more love? Do you have more service? Do you have more responsibilities? Do you have more blessings? It's more and more. God's not generic, and God doesn't keep it at the same amount. That's an encouraging thing. And so if God gives us 2024 and we have this same lesson at the end of 2024, there would be more things that we're going to have. And what a great thought that is. And it allows us to do more and more for others. There's also the assurance in verse 14 that our family and our children are going to be blessed. We live in a world that is attacking our children. And we need our children to be blessed. And if we will fear the Lord, and we will walk uprightly, and we will have that in their lives as well, they can be blessed. You and your children. They get a little bit older, they find a godly Christian mate. They get through school and secondary education unscathed from all of the worldliness and humanism and ungodliness that goes on there. They get a job, they get a mate, they might bring them some grandchildren one day. We live in a world that is attacking the children, but they can be blessed if we'll follow what God's Word says. And what a great assurance that is. And I pray all the time for my kids and grandkids. And all I want for them is to grow up and be faithful to the Lord and go to heaven, and God will bless them to that end. And I pray all the time for them because the world is so against them in so many ways. But I have an assurance that they're a part of this blessing as well. Turn with me to verse 15. The Lord will bless us with this earth. God's throne is in heaven. Other places say that the earth is His footstool. God dwells in heaven. But the earth has He given to the children of men. We eat because of the earth, right? Do you eat anything that comes from the earth? Quite a bit. We drink water, we drink and we eat. We live from day to day because of this earth that He has given us. And what a blessing that is. We need to take care of it. That's the subject of another sermon. We need to take care of it. God will continue. Think about the clothes that you wear, that the cotton that comes from the earth. Think about what you drink. Think about what you eat. Think about what your house is made out of and a bunch of other things that come from this earth. The blessings that we have that come from the earth. And then last of all, there's the assurance that we're going to turn around. We're going to, ourselves as parents, and as we're going to instill in the lives of our children, that we're going to praise the Lord now while we're living. We're going to go to the grave one day where we can't do that. But we will bless Jehovah from this time forth and forevermore. And I want our young people to make that promise and that commitment. The Lord has been mindful of us. At year's end, I want us to do three things. Be thankful, be assured, and I want us to be obedient. Now it's the time of the service for us to be mindful of the Lord. Oh, He's been mindful of us, certainly. But now it comes time for us to be mindful of Him. And as we sing this song of invitation, if you need to come and respond to the gospel, it's a great time to be mindful of the Lord. Or if you need to come back in some way. But as we look back over this year, what a great thing it is to know that the Lord has been mindful of us. We're all here. And we're all here in a very blessed way. And we know of people around us who have less, who've experienced greater issues and problems than we have, and yet here we are. The Lord has been mindful of us. Let's leave each and every day mindful of Him. We're going to sing this song of encouragement, Almost Persuaded. Let's not be almost. Almost is not going to do anything for us. Jesus said to one of the young Jewish rulers of His day, you are not far from the kingdom. But he still wasn't in the kingdom. He was close. But he still needed to get into the kingdom. Let's not be almost persuaded this morning. Let's be altogether persuaded to obey the Lord. And let's go out thankful, assured, and obedient. If we can help you in some way, why won't you come as we stand and as we sing?